Ever feel like your mind takes a lunch break right when it's supposed to be meditating?
Oh, absolutely.
Like you're sitting there trying to find your Zen.
Right.
And suddenly you're mentally reorganizing your sock drawer.
Yeah. Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Well, today we're diving into a study that uses a pretty unexpected tool to help people stay focused. Their own breath.
Interesting. How so?
We'll be looking at excerpts from a research paper. It was presented at a conference.
Okay.
And it really gets into how subtle tech can be used to enhance, like actually enhance meditation.
So we're talking about like integrating technology into the practice itself.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
It is. It is. And the researchers were really focused on something called ubiquitous computing. Have you heard that term?
We have. It basically means tech that's so seamlessly integrated, you barely notice it's there.
Right, yeah. Not your average meditation app with the chimes and the gongs.
Right. Exactly.
This is different. But before we get too deep into the tech side of things, I think it's worth touching on why this research even matters.
Sure.
We've all heard about the benefits of meditation, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's tons of research now on the positive effects.
Right, like reduced stress, better focus, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And particularly when it comes to things like attention and mental well-being.
Right, that inner peace everyone's after.
Yeah.
But, and here's the big BUT, actually sitting down and doing it, especially if you're just starting out.
It's hard.
It can feel impossible.
It's a real struggle.
It is. Your mind's supposed to be still, and suddenly it's like a runaway train.
I think that's a pretty universal experience. It's like, in order to cultivate focus, you need focus. It's a bit of a paradox.
It is. It is. And that's where this research comes in.
Okay, so how does it help?
Well, they wanted to find a way to, like, gently guide people back to that focus state. You know, when their minds inevitably wander.
Makes sense.
And they thought, what if our breathing holds the key?
Interesting. Like, our breathing patterns could signal when we're losing focus.
Yeah.
Even before we're consciously aware of it.
That's the idea. So it's like our bodies might be giving away these mental meanders before we even fully realize it ourselves.
That's fascinating. I'm curious to know how they went about testing that.
Yeah, me too. And that's what we'll get into after a quick break.
Mm.
So how did they actually put this idea to the test?
Well, they designed a whole system.
Okay.
It combined, you know, that ancient focus on the breath with, like, modern tech.
I like it.
Yeah. So they had participants meditate.
Okay.
In a controlled environment. And they had them wear a breathing sensor.
Good.
And headphones.
Okay. So they're tracking the breath.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And to keep track of when participants felt their focus waver, they also had this, like, loss of focus button.
A loss of focus button.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny to picture.
It is. It is. But it was really just a way for them to self-report.
Right.
Any moments when they noticed their minds wandering, the real magic was happening with the breathing sensor and those headphones. So as they were meditating, the system, it was constantly monitoring their breathing patterns.
So it's looking for those changes.
Exactly. Yeah. And whenever the sensor detected changes in the breath.
Yeah.
That, you know, might suggest a loss of focus.
Okay.
It would subtly amplify the sound of their own breathing through the headphones.
Ah, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So it's like a little feedback loop.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So did they find any, were there actually any noticeable changes in breathing before people realized they were distracted?
That is the question, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
$1 million question.
The $1 million question. Well, it's important to know that this was a relatively small study.
Okay.
The initial data did reveal a pretty compelling pattern.
Really?
Yeah. They observed measurable changes in breathing patterns.
Okay.
That often occurred before participants pressed that button.
No way.
Yeah.
So the system was picking up on those mental meanders.
It seems like it, yeah. Before the person was even fully aware of them. That's incredible. What kind of changes in breathing did they observe? Do we know?
Unfortunately, the paper doesn't get into, like, the specific types of changes.
Oh, man.
But it does highlight that those changes were measurable.
Okay.
And consistent enough to potentially serve as, like, reliable indicators.
Interesting. So more research is needed there.
Absolutely. To confirm these findings and to really dig into the nuances of how our breathing patterns, you know, reflect our mental states.
This is also fascinating. But even if this tech can help people stay focused during meditation, why does it matter? Like, beyond that?
That's a great question.
What's the bigger picture?
Imagine the potential of tech that could help us better understand and work with our own minds.
Okay.
Imagine a meditation app.
Yeah.
That instead of using a generic script, could personalize your practice.
Oh, interesting.
In real time, using your own breath as a guide.
So a meditation app that knows when you're zoning out and nudges you back gently.
Exactly.
Without judgment or anything.
Without judgment.
I could see that being really appealing.
Right. Especially for people who are new to meditation.
Yeah, for sure.
This could make it way more accessible and engaging.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as our breath could unlock, like, a deeper understanding of our own minds.
It really is, isn't it? Right. It makes you wonder, like, what else is our breath trying to tell us?
Right.
If it can reveal these, you know, subtle shifts in focus.
Yeah.
What other mental states or even emotional states might it be reflecting?
It's like our bodies are speaking to us in this whole other language.
I like that. Yeah, a language we're just starting to understand.
Totally. And this research, it feels like just one small step towards, like, deciphering that language.
For sure.
I mean, imagine if we could interpret those signals.
Right.
Like, what if our breath could tell us about our stress levels or our emotions, even our creativity?
The possibilities are pretty amazing when you think about it that way.
They are. Meditation apps that can gently guide us back to the present moment. A deeper understanding of that mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
The hidden language of our breath. This deep dive has me wanting to, like, really explore my own meditation practice.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just paying a little closer attention to your own breath throughout the day.
Okay.
Could offer some really valuable insights, you know?
I think you're right. And for our listeners out there, next time you're feeling distracted, overwhelmed, even just take a second to notice your breath.
It's a good reset.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by what you discover.
Totally. There's a whole world of awareness waiting to be explored.
So true. Well, until next time, everyone, keep exploring.
And keep breathing.
And keep breathing.